Thank you for joining us on History FM Radio on liveparanormal.com and history.fm. From paranormal to the unexplained history, it all happens here. Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in live interactive chat 24/7 with our radio show hosts and other like-minded people on www.liveparanormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by full interactive media. Stop by now and join in on the fun.
This is Dana Workman from Haunted Highway on Sci-Fi, and you're listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli, on liveparanormal.com. Boom.
This is Bill Murphy of Sci-Fi Channel's Fact or Fake Paranormal Files, and you're listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli, on liveparanormal.com.
Hey everybody, this is Rex Williams, the medic from Destination Truth, and you're listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia, on liveparanormal.com.
This is True TV's haunting evidence investigator, Patrick Burns.
And ghost huntress author, Marley Gibson.
And you're listening to Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli.
And Michael Perry.
And we're here. Hello, we're here at the Ghost Host with Sophia Temporelli and weekly at liveparanormal.com.
This is Stefan Brigati from Pacific Coast Paranormal, and you're listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli, on liveparanormal.com. She rocks.
This is Christopher Sanders with My Ghost Story on Biography. You are listening to The Ghost Host with Sophia Temporelli on liveparanormal.com.
Hi, this is Professor Lloyd Auerbach, parapsychologist, and you're listening to The Ghost Host with Sophia Temporelli on liveparanormal.com.
This is author Alexandra Holzer, and you're listening to Ghost Host Sophia Temporelli.
Hi, this is Jeff Belanger, host of 30 Odd Minutes, founder of GhostVillage.com, and author of lots of your favorite paranormal books, and you're listening to the Ghost Host Sophia on liveparanormal.com. Boo!
This is Nick Groff, executive producer of Ghost Adventures, the original documentary in Ghost Adventures, season 1 through 10, and executive producer of Ghost Stalkers, author of Chasing Spirits, the building of the Ghost Adventures crew, and founder of NickGroffTours.com. You are listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli, on LiveParanormal.com. Tune in.
Hey, this is Zach Bagans from Ghost Adventures, and you are listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli, on LiveParanormal.com.
Hey, everybody, this is Jeff Belanger, writer and researcher for Ghost Adventures. I'm an author, the writer, host, and producer of New England Legends, the television series, and the podcast. And I just love all things spooky, and I love that Sophia Temporelli has made it 10 years, a decade of broadcasting on liveparanormal.com. Congratulations, that's an incredible accomplishment, and please stay spooky, Sophia.
That's right, it's the Ghost Host Show with Sophia Temporelli on liveparanormal.com. Yes, congratulations, Sophia, on over 10 years of broadcasting here on liveparanormal.com and History FM. Thank you, Rob Sarek, the site founder, for providing this format each and every week, and all of our moderators. Thank you guys so much for patching us through at live events where we had no internet feed or anything. Thank you guys for all your help and support over the years. Feel free to call into the show, 347-202-0316. That's 347-202-0316. As well, feel free to jump into the liveparanormal.com chat room. It only takes a second to get an avatar, and then you're part of the LP family here. Today, we welcome renowned psychic medium, spiritual teacher, intuitive empath healer, grieving guide, and Amazon top 7 best-selling author, Sky Ray. Everyone visit mediumskyray.com That's mediumskyray.com. And Ray, that's R-A-Y-E. So also, too, on Facebook, Medium Sky Ray, Twitter at Medium Sky Ray, and Instagram, Official Sky Ray Medium. Coming up, we have Heritage Hunter Society paranormal investigator Michael Lachiana returning to the program. So that'll be next weekend. Also, we have the Halzer Files featured intuitive investigator Psychic April will be returning to the program on October 16th. We have other people and shows that are going to be debuting. They're securing their spots to come on and promote here on the Ghost Host Show. So like the Ghost Host Sophia Temporelli on liveparanormal.com Facebook fan page to learn of the guests as we learn of them real time. Also, too, like liveparanormal.com Facebook group page. A lot of great new broadcasters added to the roster here on Live Paranormal. And check out the membership packages. They start as low as $2.99 a month. And Rob Sarek, the site founder, he's great at rewarding the audience here that is part of the packages. So a lot of autograph books by some of your favorite paranormal authors and DVDs and things of that type. That's a hint there that he's great at rewarding you guys. Also support the vendors here on liveparanormal.com. Tonight, starting at 7 p.m. Eastern, Beyond the Screen and Ghostlight Radio, as well as monthly Mondays right here, chip copy of A&E's Paranormal State, Psychic Kids, and now on Kindred Spirits, as well as Ben Hansen, Amy Goodwin, David M. Browntree, Stefan Brigatti, Andy and Michelle Kopic, Ken Gearhard, and many more on this very network. Archive shows, if you miss anything, they're available as free MP4 iTunes downloads on the homepage of liveparanormal.com. And let's see here. Let's bring in the Ghost Host. I'm trying to unmute. I'm having a little problem with the unmuting here. Here we go. Sophia, congratulations on 10 years of broadcasting here.
Thank you. I can't believe it's already been 10 years.
Yeah, you're doing a fantastic job. But everybody, just all the prayers for the comfort, warmth, and healing for the families for today marking 20 years since 9/11, and also for the victims, too, as well. And, you know, sad day. So everybody just take a moment today to do that. And, Sophia, you know, I remember seeing you, like, as a toddler and just seeing all the towers come down and everything. So that was just hard to witness as a parent, too, during that time.
Absolutely. It's a very sad day. A lot of tragic loss. So, just keep their memories alive for all the people that lost their lives in 9/11.
Yeah, and I want to thank Sky Ray for her service. She actually served, too, as well. We'll get to her in a moment. You got these different things. You got the Twitter, you got the Instagram, all these different things. Where can people find you?
I'm on Twitter, at Sophia Temporelli with one L, and Instagram, just at Sophia Temporelli.
Yeah, so that makes it, you know, we cursed you with a long name, so you just drop one L and basically you'll be able to find Sophia's social media pages and the like. So, Sophia, tell us about our guest.
Today we welcome renowned psychic medium, spiritual teacher, intuitive empathic healer, grieving guide, and Amazon top 7 best-selling author Sky Ray. Everyone visit mediumskyray.com, Facebook Medium Sky Ray, Twitter at Medium Sky Ray, Instagram Official Sky Ray Medium. Let's welcome her into the show.
Sky, welcome to the show and congratulations.
Hi. Thank you so much for inviting me. I am so excited to speak with you today, and also with it being a special day. I think there was a big purpose that we joined today to give thanks for those who served, the 20 years ago with the attack. And I just wanted to get out there and say I send so much love and light to the families and the friends and everybody that was, you know, affected by this tragic moment.
Absolutely.
And thank you for your service.
Yeah, thank you for your service and thank you for coming on today.
Yeah, I'm excited to talk with you guys today and the listeners.
Absolutely, and congratulations on Find Your Voice in the Darkness hitting Amazon Top 7 bestseller list in February, and thank you so much for sending my family and I a copy. It's an amazing book.
Yeah.
You're welcome. Yes. Yes, it's been exciting. It's been a busy time for me. I'm actually going to be working on my second book to get it out here, hopefully by 2022, and it's going to be more solid with the paranormal versus the teaching and, the little toolkits that I put in this book. But I think that it'll be like a part two. I have a part one and a part two in this book right now, but it's going to be an extension of the part two of this Find Your Voice in the Darkness to Serve Your Soul Purpose. And I think, too, you know, Sophia, I think the important part is us going within and, you know, like I said, with today, it's a really tragic Remembrance Day for everybody. And the things that I teach and that I have taught and have been taught myself by other mentors, being able to go within, you know, after suffering trauma or a tragic loss, that's what this book does. It was in my means to help find that hope and inspire and bring back peace to oneself and your highest self, so that you can move on from things like this.
Absolutely. It's so hard, you know, when you lose a family member or, you know, even a pet for some people. So it's great that you have a book out there to really help people get through that loss and, you know, help them cope a new void in their life.
Right. Yeah. It's tough. You know, I've had, and several of us have had a lot of losses, and they all look different. It could be anything from a job, like you said, a loved one, a pet, just so many things. And it looks like a lot of different things, and it can impact us, you know, traumatically in our future. And then, you know, that road too, that we always have a choice, but sometimes it's hard for us to reach out and ask for help. And it's also, you know, for those who don't, that, you know, the suffer in silence type people, I'm one of those. I'm guilty of it. I am used to helping everybody else, but when it comes to me, sometimes I forget that other help is out there and other people are out there. So, you know, it's great that we have these organizations like Suicide Prevention and, you know, all these foundations with veterans, you know, with the PTSD. It's just, our resources are limitless, but some of us, when we're at or within, we just don't realize or know what those resources are.
Absolutely. And I know you've mentioned this book is to help people through grieving, but what initially inspired you to write this book, and what was your process in writing it?
So there's a lot of reasons, and I think I kind of break all that down in the chapters. The first main reason that inspired me was my father. He was a hero to me, you know. He had stage 4 cancer, and it was very traumatic going through that whole experience, being beside him every day and watching it unfold. And that was the first, you know, like push to really get this book out there to help others that suffer the loss, you know, with a loved one. He was my best friend. He was everything to me. I didn't realize the impact that it would have on me the following years after, which I went through a really dark time in my life, to health issues, to then being on medicines that affected my mind for my health issues that I was trying. It was like I was taking one issue and then getting others from, you know, trying to help myself, and it just wasn't working for me. So there was a lot of personal things that pushed me to write this book. But not only that, with me doing the work that I do with helping families and helping connect, you know, loved ones from the other side, to my clients, it was very important for me to try to make it a quick read, and share my personal stories along with client stories to help or resonate with others that feel alone and feel like, you know, they don't want to go on anymore, because I was that person once. I feel like I lived a lifetime of, you know, like 8 lifetimes being one person. And there's just so much in this book that I cover. I think I really tried to make it easy and understandable and in a logical, realistic, grounded way. So it wasn't really woo-woo, and I'm not. I'm a very logical person, and it takes me a lot to believe something. You know, I have to experience it, see it, feel it, go through it. And I'm an experiencer, and I think that books meant to help people, I feel that it's going to get to the right people that have these issues, that maybe are suffering a loss or seek a spiritual, you know, a deeper spiritual journey and how to go about that. And I just supply the tools. And the tools that I've used, maybe my way is not everybody's way, but this is a way to get started and to kind of open that up for people.
Absolutely. It's great that you're getting those tools out there to help through the grieving process. And I am sorry about the loss of your father, but it's great that you were able to take that experience to try and help others through their own pain.
Right, right. And it was important for me because I think, you know, when I was in that despair and, you know, all I had left was my hope and my faith, I turned my life around after the near-death experience. Now, I don't write about that in this book. I was choosing to keep it on a lighter note with this introductory book because not many people know me. And what had happened was while I was going through the process of getting off these mental health meds that were actually, they were something that my RA doctor were giving me for the symptoms that I was having. And what it did, it threw me into a deep depression. And what happened was I ended up withdrawing off of these because I ended up sick with like a flu or something. And I didn't realize how dangerous it was. Even with the background I have working with a psychiatrist and working in the mental and behavioral health field, I was not in my right mind to understand what was going on with me, nor take care of me. And my loved ones didn't either, you know. So that was the big turning point for me and when things really changed and shifted. And I knew I had to make a choice. I either was going to be happy or I was going to not live anymore. And I died, you know, in that I'm not done yet. There was obviously a reason why I was brought back. I mean, and now it's that work I'm doing. I'm sharing my stories. I'm getting these messages out. I'm reaching one person at a time. And I said when I wrote this book, even if it reached one person, I'd be okay with that. I don't have any expectations, and I don't look for anything other than to help those that have suffered, you know, in some sort of way and need to find themselves again to get back on track. Because we all lose our way sometimes. Sometimes it's worse than others, but there's no comparison, you know. We all just have different levels. We all have a different purpose, and we all have a different journey. So I just tried to explain all the different ways that I've came in contact with my own experiences and also with client stories.
Absolutely. It is really great, too, that you use the client stories and your own so people can see kind of those different perspectives and just, you know, how different people were able to get through it, but they did eventually get through whatever is going on in their life. And since you were an Amazon top 7 bestseller, you've reached so many people and helped so many already. It's just really incredible that, you know, you've done so much.
Yeah, it's amazing. It feels good because now I understand why all that stuff happened. I mean, there is a reason for these things to happen, and it does make us stronger. So what I like to do is, you know, fight through the storm, and I like to bring the awareness to others to be resilient during the tough times, that it shall pass, you know?
Absolutely. A little bit about your book, but let's get, you know, to know you a little bit better. I know that you are a medium and you have abilities of your own. At what age did you start to notice that you had abilities and, you know, kind of start going into the paranormal field heavily?
So I was very young. I didn't realize until about 5 or 6 that people weren't seeing or hearing or experiencing what I was experiencing. I thought at that point, you know, that everybody saw what I was saying. And for an example, I had loved ones that came with me, you know, at birth. And this one loved one is my dad's mother, Elizabeth, and she actually came with me. And I thought everybody knew she was, you know, in the family gatherings, Christmas, the holidays. At this point, I couldn't even communicate. My earliest memory is 2-3 years mm-hmm. old. And I just remembered having angelic light beings around me and loved ones that I didn't even know who they were. I just, you know, assumed everybody knew who they were and that they saw them too or heard them also, you know. So I think it was until, and I think I write about this in the book a little bit, I touch base on it a little bit, until I lost my mother's father, Donald, that I was in grief, and those energies started looking very different to me.
Mm-hmm.
When I talked to my mom, now this is a human error. I had put a different age in the book, and I thought I was a little bit older. So my mom said I was about 5 or 6 when I lost him. I thought I was about 7 or 8. So to my surprise, when he passed, and he also suffered lung cancer. So it was a process, and I lived with him. He was my caregiver over the summers before he had gotten sick. And I come from a big Italian family, so it was nothing for mm-hmm. him to come and stay at my mom and dad's, at my grandfather's, my other grandfather's, my paternal grandfather's house. So I was very, very close with him. And when he passed, he, you know, obviously came to me. And long story short, I started then after that, because I was grieving, experiencing lower energies coming around me.
Mm-hmm.
So it shifted for me. And I believe that it probably happens to a lot of us. I know I've heard other colleagues with similar stories how it shifted, but I do speak about the monsters under the bed in one of the chapters in part 2 with the paranormal stuff and explain that a little bit more. But it was definitely odd growing up because I didn't fit in. I really felt like I was alone my whole life. And a lot of my dedication is to my guides and my loved ones that taught me along the way before I had any understanding or proper training to control, to be safe, to protect, all those things that come with it.
Mm-hmm. For sure. It's really, you know, just amazing that you noticed that you had this ability at such a young age and, you know, continue to work on it and develop it to the point you're at now. What advice would you give to someone who wants to develop a psychic ability or, you know, well, any ability around that?
Right. So I think all of us have the ability. I think that with some people, fear plays a big role when they're trying to develop and they're scared they're not protected or, you know, they're not knowing, like, what to do in the process of starting to open up and experience a little bit more on a bigger level. So I would advise anybody to work with a mentor mm-hmm. that's willing to be open because the more that you release any fear, the more that you're able to experience you know, the blessings that come with it. And I'll tell you, Sophia, I ran from this my whole life, even though I did it.
Yeah.
I did it as young as 17 and on, but I ran from it. I hid it. I really felt that stigma attached to it. And I know that a lot of people right now with the craze going on in the world are opening up. So my advice would be, you know, start working with yourself, start doing the breathing techniques. What mediums do and how they learn is through devotion, dedication, and discipline, the 3 Ds, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what we do, we slow our minds down because our thoughts, we have so many thoughts in a day and in a moment that come through. And what we learn to do is to slow those other thoughts down move them aside, and filter those out, and we learn which ones are ours and which ones are spirits. And I always say, you know, when I'm teaching, if it's something that you have no idea why it came up, you know, especially for new readers, and I'm just going to give a really short generic example. Like I was in a class and we were doing the mediumship development, and we were going back and forth with trying to pick up, you know, symbols that spirit were giving us to bring together as a message. And lo and behold, an image of a chicken came up. Okay. Just mm-hmm. things like this, like they come through with symbols. Some people are more clairvoyant, more audible with the clairaudience where you can hear, or that can also look like seeing in your mind's eye a word or a letter. But a damn chicken came through, and I had to laugh because, you know, the student's like, "What? Why am I seeing a chicken?" And for me, I knew what that was, but she had no clue. And this goes for any mediums that are out there that are even well-known. They'll say it. It's not for you to know what comes through. It's for you to deliver exactly what comes through, because that person in spirit is working with your frame of reference to give that message to your reader, right? So that they mm-hmm. know where you're going with the messages and who is with you. So for me, that just meant, you know, oh, well, I had a rescue farm. I had a lot of chickens. So I knew where to take that. But anyway, long story short, and I could go on for a long time talking about all this, the best things to do would just be to sit with yourself, feel your own essence, your own spirit, and your energy. Learn your energy. I give a lot of tools on how to do this. I actually have free gift with the book. It's a bonus. And what this does is it teaches those who want to learn how to start grounding and protecting, clearing their energy, charging up to work. It teaches them how to connect with their loved ones, their guides, angels, whatever way they want to go. You know, I'm a little eclectic, so I do a little bit with the Catholicism and shamanism, and then I bring in mm-hmm. my own twist to my rituals and prayers. And then I leave a section in the book for them to actually do their own, because selling is our thoughts and our manifestations, and they're very powerful. And if your words and your creation, you know, I always say are better than anybody else's, we take so much from so many different people and learn, but your way is the best way. And I just teach people how to get on that path. And I think that's what's really important. I'm not sure if a lot of people, you know, teach like I do. Mm-hmm. I've had just a few mentors throughout the years, and a lot of them were just my reading. You know, I never got the opportunity to be taught. I was a mom at 17 years old. I had to kind of, you know, stumble my way. And I always say, never ask anybody to do anything I have never done myself. Because I learned the hard way so that I could teach them the easy way, you know?
Yeah.
But it ended up leading me into the paranormal world.
mm-hmm. Well, that, I mean, you know. Great advice. And I know you said you're a mom. Do your kids have any interest in the paranormal, or, you know, has anyone in your family shown signs of abilities like you?
Yes, yes. My oldest daughter and my youngest son. Yes, they are mediums.
Well, it's great they have you to kind of guide them through that. Are they interested in all of that, you know, seeing what you do, or are they still just kind of hesitant about having these abilities?
Well, they're, you know, like any other child, they get, you know, worried sometimes and afraid because they've been open since birth also. They were born with a veil.
Mm-hmm.
Believe it or not, Sophia, they don't like listening to me. They don't like to listen to their own mom.
I think my dad
and
can
I think
relate
it's
to
funny.
That one.
Right?
Yeah, I'm with you.
So the funny part is they know that they can talk to me and come to me with anything, and I feel blessed
mm-hmm. yeah.
that we are that close, and they trust me with that. But at the same time, they fight me when I try to teach them the easy way. they are on their own journey, and so be it. You know, I had no one. My parents didn't know what to think. They didn't know what to do with me. They thought I was, you know, imagining things my whole life. But on a good note, yeah. I think with the experiences at hand, we've had some very dark experiences. And my path specifically is very unique and very different than I know a lot of mediums that I've come into contact with and friends, and it's okay. They don't work with the darker things. I do a lot of energy work with the living and the dead. And with that being said, you know, I've also worked on missing persons cases. I've worked with, you know, detectives. I've done the darker things. But the weird thing about that is it's always been in my path. It's always been right there in front of me, teaching me and guiding me. As much as I wanted to run from all the scary, darker things, I had to learn how to not be afraid. You know, I had to learn how I work and my specific skill set, because it's very important. And it's, like I said, very different. We have dealt with possession, you know, and the jumping with spirits, with my kids and with myself. And it's not that we're not protected. There was something that we signed on to do when we came here, and my children were traumatized just as I was, as, you know, a younger open child. So I do mentor a lot of children. It's really important. I think it's important too for parents out there to know that when things get out of control and when they're not properly set up to be protected and understand how their energy works and what that looks like, some of these children can be, you know, shut down until they're ready later. And I see, and I've worked with a lot of adolescents that have had so many strong gifts, but with that comes the other energies, you know. And sometimes it's their lesson and something they got to learn so that they can help others later. But the important thing is keeping people safe. And these, you know, darker entities or negative entities can wreak havoc in a family, you know. And we unfortunately have gone through that. It's been pretty active even recently. It comes and it goes, but that's something I think that my soul signed up to do. To, you know, I sacrifice a lot for that type of work, and it takes a toll. It takes a toll physically, emotionally, and spiritually. But I've never felt stronger. There's nothing that I haven't ever backed down from or haven't tried to help. And if it's not me that's supposed to help, you know, there's always references and referrals. There's a lot of people, you know, that do this work that I know personally, that we all know in the field. And it's just nice to know there's outlets and help out there, regardless of what happens. But yeah, my kids, they don't want to do anything in the paranormal. And I think it's funny you guys talk about on the show. I just have to bring this funny tip up. Mm-hmm. My oldest daughter has 26 letters in her name. She's like, Mom, do you know how bad it was taking all those tests in school when you got to fill in the dots, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm so sorry. Yeah. Yeah, I totally got it the whole time. I can't believe you named me this long name. And I'm like, okay, so you guys have a similar issue, huh?
Yeah, my full name, well, my first and last name is 16 letters. So, I mean, it doesn't really fit into the Twitter character account. it's definitely a long one. So I get what your daughter means there. But, yeah, I mean, the paranormal can be very scary. I mean, it is good that they have you to help them through it. You know, if they ever change their mind at any point in time, because it can be hard going through, you know, experiences and activity at such a young age. I lived in a haunted house when I was younger, and I was really lucky to have my mom, you know, support me the whole way. And my dad did tell me that I was imagining it. So I'm very thankful for my mom. And then when she noticed the activity, then he was like, oh, oh, you were right. And I was like, yeah. So it's good to just have that support, because it can be really hard when, you know, you don't know what to think about what your kid's seeing or feeling. And then your kid doesn't know how to take that either if you don't.
Right. And two, with my dad was the first one to believe me. And he never questioned it, really. Like, it's not that he didn't believe it. It's just he didn't understand until also he had his experiences. And then he was like, hey, I heard my name being whispered. And, hey, I heard those noises you said you heard the other night. And this was probably when I was about 13. And then the older I got, the closer that we got. And then the more experiences he started opening up to, the older that he got. He just, you know, they just don't, and it's okay, you know. It's just not everybody's path. And for those ones, you know, for the children and, like, some of the people that we know, and God bless for having the mom and dad that were open to at least listening, because a lot of children are getting misdiagnosed. You know, I went through this whole field, you know, to the point where I went to college, you know, because I knew that something wasn't right. I knew that I had the experience for myself and on that personal level and with my children to understand what it looks like. And it's very similar, you know, looking. If you're not aware of gifts and abilities, and I know, you know, back in ancient times and all of the different, you know, cultures all have those prophets or the medicine man or women or whatever have you. And they all talk about that they were different. You know, like even people on the autism spectrum, they have certain gifts. There's a reason for that. And they were prophets, right? They were praised for what they did, but not in society today. They punish us. They medicate us. They, you know, and some people do have the mental health issues, don't get me wrong, but there is a way to be able to roll that out. I'm actually trying to do a study with Maryland University for them to test me and test my brain, and that's to help people with mental health to show the differences scientifically. It's something I know I need to do. It's definitely, you know, the work that I've done in the past and continue to do. We need to have these answers. And, you know, that's the crazy thing, because we're in the paranormal world, and it's not, this is the way, this is what it is. We don't know. It's not, we can't accurately measure it. So we're chasing that. We're trying to find that. But hopefully if I can do my part and try to help in whatever way that looks like, I'm going to do it, you know. And that's just like with being the paranormal researcher, you know, and going on these investigations. And it's a little deeper for me because of the things that I've experienced that put me in this path. Huh. If somebody would have told me even 3 years ago that I'd be where I'm at, I was like on my deathbed then. I'm like, yeah, I would not have believed them. No way. You know,
well, it is
so if anybody's out there, go ahead,
Sophia. You know, you're working on those studies because, you know, like I said, my dad didn't believe me when I said I lived in a haunted house. I mean, it was understandable to a point. You know, he was raised in that house when he was younger. I was born and raised in that house. He had to move out when he was 9 because my dad's adopted, but his father was a paranoid schizophrenic. I do believe he was mentally ill, but I also think that maybe some of his issues in the home were because of the spirits there. And I feel like, you know, there's a certain
You're
line.
Right on the money there.
I do
there.
Think he was mentally ill, but I think that it could have been aggravated by whatever was in the home.
Right. And that would have been by not having the knowledge of how to balance. And remember, we're dealing with a buildup of energy, too. And that can create havoc in people's lives mentally. I mean, the most famous people that are writers and these brilliant people, they're schizophrenic. They are diagnosed as bipolar or schizophrenic people, and a lot of people don't know that. But is that their medical label that they gave them, you know? Mm-hmm. And yeah, I'm totally 100% with you on that.
Yeah, my grandfather was very intelligent. He had a doctorate in economics. He used to guard the Pope in Rome, so he's very religious. And I think whatever was in the home just really preyed on all of that. So it's good that, you know, you're kind of getting that out there about all of that.
Right.
It's so great talking to you, and the time has passed. We were supposed to take a commercial break like 10 minutes ago, so we'll take a quick commercial break right now and be back with more questions.
I know, it's one of those guests that, like, yeah, you get wrapped up, and then I'm not doing my duties, which I'm supposed to say, it's the Ghost Host Show with Sophia Temporelli on liveparanormal.com. Yeah, we're welcoming a renowned psychic medium, spiritual teacher, intuitive, empath healer, grieving guide, and Amazon top 7 best-selling author of Find Your Voice in the Darkness. That's Find Your Voice in the Darkness. So look it up by search on Amazon, and it's Sky Ray we have on today. So also, too, you visit mediumskyray.com. That's mediumskyray.com. On Facebook, Medium Sky Ray, Twitter at Medium Sky Ray, and Instagram, Official Sky Ray Medium. It's a Ghost Host Show with Sophia Temporelli on liveparanormal.com. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dustin Perry, the paranormal rock star, and you're listening to The Ghost Host with the most, Sophia Temporelli, only on liveparanormal.com.
Thank you for joining us on History FM Radio on liveparanormal.com and history.fm. From paranormal to the unexplained history, it all happens here. Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in live interactive chat 24/7 with our radio show hosts and other like-minded people on www.liveparanormal.com. The only interactive social chat room supported by full interactive media. Stop by now and join in on the fun.
Zach Bagans from Ghost Adventures, and you are listening to the ghost host, Sophia Temporelli, on liveparanormal.com.
Not only am I Dave Schrader, but I'm Dave Schrader of Travel Channel's The Holzer Files, and you're listening to Ghost Host Sophia Temporelli on liveparanormal.com. I feel left out. I wanted to throw myself into your mix of voiceovers now.
I love it. You know, it's almost like we didn't leave break.
Oh, poor Dave, left out of the audio bites. Yeah, I'm trying to unmute right now. So let me just ask, Sky, is there something you get sometimes intuitives pick up on? So okay, I have you unmuted and Sophia unmuted. Anything you're picking up or detecting just by Sophia's voice as far as a direction with her or anything?
Yeah, I actually started picking up on your energy yesterday, which was crazy. And I don't know, it just happens. I was bugged all night last night. But the energy that was coming in was that you're actually starting a new creative outlet artistically. So I'm not sure what it is you're planning on doing, but I actually see you doing some type of art. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I mean, I love doing things, you know, creatively. I mean, I'm not like an artist like that, but recently I helped my mom like paint a mural for my cousin's nursery, and I love, you know, working on interiors in houses.
You're painting a mural? You're not giving yourself the credit, girl.
My mom painted it. I just helped her with, like, the base colors. My mom's an artist. But I love helping my mom out, you know, when she needs it. And, I love doing creative stuff, mainly, radio or, like, film or stuff like that.
Right. Are you looking to, like, do different product ideas? Like, I do see you designing something.
Not at the moment. We just had, like, AC installed and everything, so my brain's a little, like, haywire from all the work that's been going on.
Right. Right.
It's like the Winchester.
Yeah. No, I just see that you see things differently creatively. And I know, we all know you're on the radio show, obviously. That's a given. But I definitely felt something in the lines of, like, you, your presence, your energy, and what you bring. I think that you don't realize, like, that your presence and physically, like, there's a lot out there for you to do. And it's just, I think, whatever intrigues you in that department, I would definitely go in that mm-hmm. route. You would be very, very successful. And I'm saying, like, modeling. I'm saying, like, you're a part of art in some way, you know? Was
yeah,
that ever something
absolutely.
You ever thought about doing?
Yeah, I mean, I love working creatively. I love, you know, just kind of, like, artistic stuff. Like I said, I love doing my radio show, and, you know, I think TV stuff is really fascinating, just the way they're able to put stuff together like that.
Right.
So I just really love working kind of, you know, where things I create can make other people happy.
Right, right. Well, that, and you bring, look at what you've done for 10 years. You're bringing people together, and that's very important. Mm. So I definitely feel within the next 3 years, you're going to have a big opportunity. I feel like right now you're going to be feeling like a sitting duck because you feel like you're all over the place, and I get it, but you're just preparing yourself. I definitely feel like you're going to have an opportunity, like I said, in that area. And I'm saying pitcher, like promoting, whatever, that's in the media, you know, that's all the same thing to me. But it's going to be something a little bit different. So I can't wait to see what you do.
Thank you. Yeah. I mean, I can't wait to see what you do next, too, with, you know, you working on your upcoming book. You know, when that does come out, we would love to have you on to promote it. It's always great seeing, you know, what you come up with and what you create. And just all the ways that
Absolutely.
You are helping people in the field and out of the field, too.
Right, right. Yeah, well, we just finished a project early this year. It's the Field of Fears documentary, The Haunting of Randolph County Asylum. And everybody that was involved in this, we have SRS Paranormal. They're based out of Tennessee. We have Pat O'Keefe. And then Rhonda, they're all amazing. Like, this group of people came together with this project, this plan, this idea. The director, Matthew Sorge, had, you know, got in his head, in his mind. The team had visited, and then they wanted to do some new experiments in the field. So we brought in JW, which I'm sure a lot of you guys know who JW is. He had an amazing system that he built, and we ran that 58,000 square foot while we were, you know, attempting these experiments and experiences personally. But we also had, you know, a professional film crew come out. They do the true crime TV. That's who came for our audio and our videography, and they were amazing guys.
Wow.
They're in this book. So they did a companion piece and added all of us in. We also had Justin Spurrier. Justin mm-hmm. Spurrier, J.W. Prather, and myself yeah. were the special guests that were brought in with the team alongside with Pat O'Keefe, who did the amazing layout in this new book. This is also available on Amazon. Pat O'Keefe and Rhonda Caudill, they are the ones that actually put the book together for everybody. But we all wrote something in this book, and this is an awesome piece about the history, and also, like I said, the experiences that the mediums had, what we caught audibly, and then also with Jay's equipment. It was an amazing opportunity to be a part of. And hopefully we have more things like this come out. But, yeah, if anybody's wanting to check it out, it's Field of Fears, The Haunting of Randolph County Asylum, and you can get that on Amazon now. And then the film documentary is wrapping mm-hmm. up with editing, and that should be here in the fall of this year, so 2021. So that film will be on all the platforms also, and it's called Field of Fears.
Well, that's exciting. Congratulations on all of that, too. It I mean, you're definitely a very busy person, so it's just great to see, you know, all the stuff that you're making and working on. But, you know, with all the stuff you're working on, you know, there's so many amazing places to investigate. Where would you love to investigate the most in the world and why?
Oh, I'm going to just say Dracula's Castle.
Oh, yeah, that's awesome.
I want to go over I want to get over there and get with the paranormal people overseas, and that's probably, like, the main place I want to go. And it's because of the history first. I love history.
Yeah.
Not that I ever know of any of history or retain it because of what I do. I'm not a history buff. And if you tell me the day before, I'm not going to remember anything you say. But normally when I go, I don't know anything. I go in cold. And then it's just neat to see what these places that have already been, you know, researched, the claims and accounts along with the history, and then how that matches. It amazes me. I don't know what I do or why I do it. It just happens, and it's like a blessing and a miracle every day that I get, you know, get to experience it on that level.
For sure.
And then with the secret. You find secrets out, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I usually always have one person from the location, meaning spirit, that takes me and my guide that walks with me and helps translate the information if, you know, it's harder for me to get these other things out. And sometimes later on it comes up that, you know, it did happen, or they find new evidence, and that's neat to me. I just really think that that's amazing. And anybody's able to do this, you know. That's the cool thing. Anybody's able to learn and train. It's just how you work, what your skill set is, and you go with it. You learn yourself first, and then from there you kind of just, you know, build upon that.
Definitely. And I know we're coming towards the end of the show, but are there any websites, upcoming interviews, events, or anything else that you would like to mention?
Fort Mifflin, September 24th, the largest ghost hunt is happening there. I'm going to be alongside with some special guests. I think we have Brian Kano, Dustin Perry, my friends from Penn Paranormal are going to be there. Not sure who else. I didn't get the whole roster, so I'm not sure, but if you guys want to come, buy a book, investigate, who else better to do it with? You have a medium there. There may be more mediums there, I'm not sure, but I'm excited to go and see how it happens, you know. Get all these people that have been in the field, these veterans in the field, and it's amazing because with everybody's combined skill set, look at all those years combined, and I always say that, you know, with me being a veteran. It's amazing what happens, the magic that happens when you combine all your skills and you put everything together, and it's just a beautiful time.
Absolutely.
And you get to help people. I get to help souls, you know? So it's pretty neat.
Yeah.
For sure.
Other than that, I'm pretty free. I'm free the rest of the year. I don't have anything else booked out. My classes start for teaching soon, so...
I mean, that's all amazing, you know, all the stuff you're doing, like I said earlier. I'm going to thank you so much for coming on today. It's been great talking to you. You are welcome back on the show anytime if you have to promote anything at all. And, yeah, just thank you again.
Thank you so much for reaching out. It was wonderful talking to you too and your listeners today. I so appreciate you guys.
Congratulations.
Love and light.
Congratulations. And as the film comes up, you're welcome back if you want to bring some of the, you know, the crew and everything on that too as well, if you like, you know, coming up ahead.
Absolutely. That sounds amazing. I'll let them know. They'll be happy. Happy to do that.
Yeah, cool. Let's do that. Well, thanks, guys.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Have a great rest of your weekend.
You too. Thank you, guys.
All right. Thanks, guys. Well, fantastic show today, Sophia.
Absolutely. Sky was such a great guest. I want to thank you all for listening. The show definitely would not be possible without all of you, and I will talk to you guys again next week. Bye.
and it is an incredible book. We're handing it around internally here with the family and everything. Today we welcome the renowned psychic medium, spiritual healer, intuitive empathic healer, grieving guide, and Amazon top 7 best-selling author, Find Your Voice in the Darkness. So get a copy through Amazon. Also, to visit mediumskyray.com. That's mediumskyray.com. Facebook, Medium Sky Ray. Twitter, at Medium Sky Ray. Instagram, Official Sky Ray Medium. Coming up, we have the Heritage Hunter Society paranormal investigator, Michael Lachiana, returning to the program. That'll be next weekend, the 18th. Also, the Halzer Files featured intuitive investigator, Psychic April, will be back on the program on the 16th. October 16th, we have a lot of people that are securing their guest spots. So we have a lot of announcements. So like the ghost host, Sophia Temporoli, on liveparanormal.com to learn about the guests as we learn of them real time. And also some others that are going to be talking about Ghosttober coming up on Travel, Discovery, and Food Network. And they're securing their guest spots too as well. So we're going to find those out and add those onto the like page. The Ghost Host Show is Sophia Temporoli on liveparanormal.com. We'll see you next week.
Hi, this is Debbie at Xeon Ghost Adventures. You're listening to The Ghost Host with your host, Sophia Temporelli, on liveparanormal.com.
God bless you all.
Thank you for joining us on History FM Radio on liveparanormal.com and history.fm. From paranormal to the unexplained history, it all happens here. Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in live interactive chat 24/7 with our radio show hosts and other like-minded people on www.liveparanormal.com. The only interactive social chat room supported by full interactive media. Stop by now and join in on the fun.